We'll just briefly review what we did last time, which is found on this set of zero sheets that you had. We discussed the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara Daf Aleph on the base, which is on page number 2 of this handout. The Gemara discusses a fundamental issue. It's found approximately 20 lines down from the top. Perhaps 17. Gufa, the Gemara said, Bil Gimel of the English Badim Ritzvah. Amar Ishlokish, Tror She'olu Ba Asobim, Muta the Kaneach Bo. We're talking about on Shabbos. A Tror is a rock. And on this rock, grass is growing, moss, lichens, algae. So the din is you're allowed to use it as tissue paper on Shabbos. Now, again, the issue over here is that in the course of using it, obviously, as Rashi explains, there's going to be some of the grass which is being used as tissue paper will be detached. And this is being used as a tissue paper, as I noted. So the halacha is that you're allowed to do so. Why is that so? Says Rashi, the pasuk of Shimon. Namely, there's no intention whatsoever of doing any act of tolish. Tolish means detaching it from that which is mechubal karka. Tolish is a soldo kotzer. But because there's no intention, no miskabing, and one can also assume that it's not necessarily a situation. That's what one has to assume automatically. But inevitably is going to happen. However, v'atolish mirenu b'shabes chayav chatos. The Gemara says, if one, the kavana, does an act of detaching from the ground, so that, of course, is going to be liable, min ha-Torah, you bring a korban chatas, we're talking about b'shogeg, and the reason why you're liable, because you did it b'kavana, and as Rashi explains, even though we're talking about a tzror, it's makom gidula. We're talking about where it's being detached from its point of origin. So the Gemara then goes on to say, Amar ha-papa sh'mamin ha-midrash, lakish the Gemara, as a result of these two dinim, the Gemara comes to the following conclusion. Hai parpisa. And Rashi explains that this parpisa, says Rashi, is an otzis nokuv. That's what we are discussing. Otzis nokuv means a flower pot, an otzis, that's perforated. It has a hole in the ground. Obviously, it's connected to the ground. And obviously, I went and I planted a seed in this otzis. And now we have here some sort of a plant, a parpisa. But it's an otzis nokuv. And what happened with this otzis nokuv? Show me the tiltulin. The Gemara says there's no issue being metaltel this particular otzis. We don't say by virtue of moving this otzis around, and this otzis is perforated, so it's connected to the ground. So by virtue of moving it, perhaps you're guilty of tolish. You are detaching it from its point of origin. So the Gemara says, no, there's no issue. It's mutter, letaltel, you're not violating any issue of tolish. The Gemara, by the way, asks, maskiv lo, Rav Kahana, he asks, im amru letzorech. Okay, we said a moment ago that if you have grass that's growing on tzror, on rocks, so the din is, you're allowed to use it as tissue paper on Shabbos. So that is obviously a tzorech. The Gemara says, but in this situation, we are taking a perforated pot, notzis loku, what's the necessity for moving this perforated pot? There's no need to be metaltolith. So the Gemara right away assumes that you can't compare the two situations. So finally, the Gemara says, and this is the one we're interested in, Omer Abayi, Parfisa, who will be also the other? Since we have encountered this Parfisa, this otzis nokuv, this perforated pot, let's now discuss the issue of an otzis nokuv. And the Gemara discusses it with reference to Shabbos, and as we mentioned last time, this is an issue in Kol HaTorah. Hoya munach agabi karka. I have an otzitz that is resting on the ground. Which means it's connected to the ground. Why is it connected? Because it's nokuv, because of the perforation. So there's unique of an akarka. It's drawing sustenance on the ground. And therefore, that's the connection. V'inich agabi yesenos. And now I decide to pick it up and put it on stilts, which means I am elevating it from its point of connection on the ground, elevating it to a different height. So the Gemara says, "Machay mishum tolish." This is considered to be on Shabbos, Osir mishum tolish. Now, normally, tolish, of course, is when a person detaches something, literally, you cut something, you cut a shoot from a tree, you detach a fruit from a tree. Now we understand tolish. That's a tolim kotzer. You're detaching something to the chum of the karka, and you are severing the item from its chibur and karka. But here, that's not exactly what's happening. You have a otzitz nokup. It's true, it's connected to the ground by virtue of the shidika, and now I'm simply elevating it to a higher pedestal. I'm putting it on Gabi Yisegos, and then the Gemara says, Zechai Mishin Tolish. Rashi comments, why you chale Mishin Tolish? Says Rashi, two explanations. One, De nonene shum merech hakarka. Rashi is found right above the Gilyan Hashas, about 4 or 5 lines above the Gilyan Hashas. Means, what have you done? You essentially have severed it from its connection. What was the connection? The connection was the Rech HaKarka, the Yenika from the Karka. You have now severed that Yenika. You have elevated this Otzis Nakub. You severed it from its Yenika, and that is considered to be an act of Kodesh. Now, clearly, all of us would say, and Rashi Ibn Miyad says it, believe near a Daichai of Bab Dafta, not Daraisa. It cannot possibly be in the Torah that you violated an act of Tolish. No way. Because here, there's no way you can violate an act of Tolish. Tolish means when you detach something from its chibul karka, as I mentioned a moment ago. You cut off a tree, you detach a fruit. But here, that's not what's happening. Here you are essentially cutting off the unika from the karka. That's not an act of Tolish. The word Tolish literally means to do a Maisat Lisha. You didn't do a Maisat Lisha. You just severed its connection to its unique Lekaka. So Rashi therefore says, Oster, it's an Isra Rabbah. It's only rabbinically interdicted, Mishum de Domi le Telesh, because it appears to be some form of Telesh at a Rabbah level. Not at the Raisa level, but a Din Rabbah. Rashi goes further. Dichai Mamish Kamar, if we're talking about the literally, Chayiv min haTorah. This is called an act of Tolesh. Eichi shari rabban isukaris eskila mishum kinuach. How could Chazal permit an isur daraisa? We know that Chazal, once something is reduced to an isur d'rabbanan, then we have all kinds of heterim. B'makom hesed, b'makom chayla, b'chul, b'chul, b'chul. However, if it's an isur daraisa, there's no basis for any kind of heter. Here we're using the tzuor shol ba'asavim, this rock or pebbles that have other grass, lichens, moss that grew on it, being used as tissue paper. So obviously, clearly, there, at best, we're talking about an Isra D'Rabbanan. And therefore, that's what Rashi assumes over here as well. By cutting off the Yenika, by cutting off the connection to its sustenance from the ground, so that is not considered to be a Din D'Araisa, that's a Din D'Rabbanan. Rashi compares this to the Gemara Sanhedrin, Nabal HaKusis, Chayim Mishum Nashgaz, that's a Gzera of Chazal. So here also we're talking about a Din Rabbanan. So Rashi indicates very clearly that the Gemara says that Chazal permitted a person to go ahead on a Shabbos mekaneach in chol sheish bo asavim, tzror she'ol bo asavim. Chazal permitted that to be used as tissue paper. And if that's considered to be tolish, but now Torah says Rashi, it would not be possible to do that on Shabbos, even if you're covered abris. That's another hetter. The makom covered abris, makom chelim, makom hefsed, all the bog opens. But that's only once you reduce an Isra to the Rabbanan. If the Isra remains an Isra Daraisa, there's no B'makom whatsoever. Daraisa is also Ben L'chatchila Ben D'Eli. The Rabbanan already has much more room to maneuver in terms of different lineages that exist. However, we pointed out that the Rambam is cholik on this. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, you look at the Rambam, first in general, the Rambam on page number 3, the Rambam tells us, Klolim, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. And among the Klolim, the Rambam lays down the language of Chayim. When the Gemara and Chazal use the language of Chayim, Rambam says in Allah the days, you're Chayim in HaTorah. Rambam sees no reason why we have to interpret the Chiyuv as Rashi does as being a Din Rabbanan. So the Rambam assumes and writes this Allah in Peraches, Allah Adalim, which you also have on page number 1, thank you. Page number 1 of the same answer, the Rambam passes Peraches Allah Adalim, this is what we saw last time, but we want to get a handle on it. So the Rambam here says the following. And he quotes actually this halacha. First, he brings the din of Zareya, where there's an element of smicha, of growth that takes place. And then the Rambam, I believe I circled it. The Rambam says, Gavshusha Shalofer, the wide line of the Rambam, middle of Halacha Dalet. Gavshusha refers to a mound of Ofer. She'olah ba'asavi. It's the same as Tzor. Some interpret Tzor as being Gavshushis. Some interpret Tzor as being pebbles. But whatever the case, the Rambam says, Zigbio me'ha'oretz v'idicha gavi yusedus chayim v'shim tolish. Clearly, the Rambam is talking about a din d'oraisa. The Rambam is not discussing, as Rashi indicated, a din d'rabbanan. And then the reverse case also is mentioned by the Rambam. Ho'isal gavi yusedus v'idicha la'oretz. What about reversing it? It's on stilts, and now I put it on the ground. Well, so the Shita Sarambam, the Magi Mishnah over here, I don't know, we didn't actually discuss this. Interestingly enough, the Magi Mishnah points out that the Rambam does not quote that certain case. Rashi built his entire case on the fact that Tzor She'olah Ba'asavim, when I use that, Chazal, as I mentioned, that they didn't have exactly the kind of sophisticated tissue paper that we have, they used to use Avonim Mikruzolos. They used stones. That were, I don't know how to translate Mikruzolos. How do you translate it?
Fine.
Yeah, of sorts that were shaped in order that it should be utilized for the purpose of this tafkin. So the Magen Mishnah points out the Rambam does not quote the second din. Rashi understood this halacha based on the earlier din, based on Tzor She'olah Ba'asavim. And Rashi says, the Gemara says, what's the din on Tzor She'olah Ba'asavim? So you're not mechaven, you could use it as tissue paper. We're talking about the Rabbana, the Bogum Kavod Abrius. And therefore, the Rashi came to the Maskana that if I go and elevate, or I simply lower, just like this one more month, or I lower the item, so I'm not over on the east of the ice. That's what Rashi built upon. Magadisha says the Ram does not quote that din, does not quote the din of Tzor She'olah Ba'asavim. Because apparently, according to the Rambam, we have to assume that the Rambam held, there's no heter. Apparently, that's what the Magen Mishnah assumes. The Rambam held, there's no heter in Tzor She'olah Ba'asavim. That would be an Issur D'oraisa. Or maybe the Rambam holds, Mutar L'kaneach Ba'asavim, that you'd be allowed to go ahead and use these grass as tissue paper. If they are Munach HaGavi Yesedos, because you didn't do any act of Tlisha. So, it's not clear what the Shita Sarambam is. Others want to suggest that the Rambam, I saw in the Mekev Sabishna, he writes actually, this Rambam, when the Rambam says you're not allowed to put these things on your sabers, that's only if you leave them for an extended period of time. But if you just use it for tissue paper and right away put it back on the ground, you're not over on the Issur Tolish. It's very unclear. The Halacha Lemaaseh said that the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk in Shimon Mevov, they want us to be careful even not to pick up an Otzis She'eino Nokuv. Not only an Otzis Nokuv, where obviously there is some severance that's taking place on the ground, as Rashi explained over here, but even an Otzis She'eino Nokuv, that I'm going to discuss, but to pick up an Otzis She'eino Nokuv, let's say it's on the floor, and put it on Yisedos, send the Shulchan Aruch La'alocha, Yishli Zoyah. And even that wants to be kept. Now I'm going to talk about Yis Hashem for a bit, and the Vilna Gaon explains, and this is what we also mentioned last time as well, but now I think we have a better, hopefully, understanding of this particular matter. And I'll just mention to you a few more dinim that are relevant over here. Let's turn to page 7 for a moment. Yeah, yeah.
According to Rashi, it's only the Rabbanan as I'm putting in Al-Gabi Seder, so it's still in the airspace of the Karka, but put on a table.
Correct. Could very well be according to Rashi with Isla Raisa. It's not 100% clear. Even though that's Diuk, I have to like that Diuk. I also made the same Diuk. But it's not 100% clear that that's the case. But let's assume you are correct. Now, why should you say it's been different than putting on a Shulchan? What's the difference? You're saying because there you still have
the Yenika from the air,
from the Avir. So that's a very important, very significant issue, which we're going to get to, Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to discuss that. But I just want to point out here in item number 7, which is, again, I'm not here to resolve all the theories in Rambam. And trust me, there's no shortage of theories. I told Rabbi Shapiro on Shabbos, when he presented a beautiful presentation, Lucia Zeratusel, with all the all the lumbers of, shall we say, of three or four generations of Soloveitchiks, starting from the Beis Halevi, going to Apayim Briska, going to Amos Soloveitchik, going to Ras Soloveitchik, and further down. So I've had difficulty with that entire presentation for the last 45 years of my life. I find it to be, even though there's some very nice concepts there that were developed by Apayim Soloveitchik, beautiful concepts. I'm not convinced that it's Miyashim, all the Kashas, the Ketzer Mishnah, the Rambam, the Ketzer Mishnah, blessed by Tzorachim. And then the Soloveitchik family just takes care of all the Tzorachim of the Ketzer Mishnah, 1, 2, 3, with some Hamtzolz, that's what I call them, Hamtzolz, with some Briska Hamtzolz, that are not at all clear to me. Shame on Tzorachim, Dusha Tzorachim, I hear all of it, I've heard it for 45 years, almost 50 years of my life, and that's one of the props. So here we have a similar issue, as we'll get to in a moment, and there's also a lot of Apayim's Torah on this issue, but I just want to show you one or two stiras that made life very difficult. I didn't even quote, but I think I did bring it, actually. I did bring it in the Kalfa de Sumas. Yeah, I did, on the top of page 7. So just to show you one or few difficulties that exist over here with this issue. If you recall the Gemara in Gittin talks about, if I take Afar Chutz Aretz, I'm a Sfina to Eretz Yisrael. I take Offer from Toronto, let's use that. They call Toronto Yerushalayim, it's one America, the comedians over there. Anyway, so the Offer and Chutz Aretz, they come in the Sfina, they come in the ship to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Gittin that Bizman Sheh Sfina Gosheshes, if the Sfina is sort of contiguous or basically tangent to the ground, if it's touching the ground itself, so the Gemara says that someone who plants now, that offer, which is on the ship, again, it's offer from Chutz Aretz, but it comes in the Sfina to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara said, Yechai b'tumas v'maisas and shvias, ki'ilu tzomach v'Eretz Yisrael atzma. It's as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael itself. The ship is essentially, let's say, in very shallow water. Mayim redudin. So kimad, it's touching the ground. I mean, I imagine when the ship docks, that's what happens. So therefore, it's touching the ground. And therefore, even though it was offered in Chutz Aretz, but it came to Sfina to Eretz Yisrael, so now the halacha is Yechayim b'tumas v'maisas, that's what the Gemara comments. By the way, I saw the Mishnah Melech over here writes that this, what it says, Afar Chutz Aretz is not Dafka. What did Afar Chutz Aretz? But the Chiddush of Afar Chutz Aretz is that even Afar Chutz Aretz, b'gosheshes, when it's touching the ground, Yechayim. That's how the Mishnah Melech explains the Chiddush actually in the Rambam. And what is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? And he is getting into that issue that he spoke about, Rabbi Shapiro, that this Eretz Yisrael essentially is Kedushas Makom. It's a function of the locus, function of the geography of Eretz Yisrael. And whatever is Mechubar, B'toch Gvulos Eretz Yisrael, whatever is connected to the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, so then we assume is Nikar, that it's considered including the Kedusha. And the fact that there's Kedusha in the Etzem Ha'ofar, this is Ofar Chutz Aretz. So this Ofer Chutz Aretz is on a ship. It's not yet, it's in Eretz Yisrael territorial waters. And the Sfina is Gosheshet, the Sfina is on the ground. So the Gemara says, Yechayim b'tumas v'maisas, kilu grew in Eretz Yisrael. But as I said, again, the Pashas is that, I mean, for example, someone asked me just the other day, someone in Chutz Aretz, he was talking about someone who's coming, or actually came already, the Kvura of Eretz Yisrael. So this minug of in Chutz Aretz, so they bury people with Afar Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you're familiar with that practice. They bring offer from Eretz Yisrael, and they bring it to Chutz Aretz, and when they bury the person in Toronto, they put offer on the keber over there. So that practice, Lefi and Yosdaiti, I'm not here to, right now.
Sounds like someone's good business idea.
That's exactly what I have in mind, but I don't want to put it in such terms. You took care of it for me. So at best, it's a minnow, at best, because there's no kedusha in that offer. Once it's nitlash bin koma be'etz Yisrael, goodbye kedusha. The kedusha is gone. So I didn't want to tell it to that person because they really paid a fortune of money for someone to bring offer from Eretz Yisrael, the chutzar, or the kura. So what was I going to do? Take the wind out of your sails. I didn't think it would be appropriate. So the fact of the matter is, I mean, the question is, in general, we have offer, like in this case, of Gemara Gittin, Abba Misfina. Teretz Yisrael means, the question is, what is the Mayim considered to be Rishus Mateyatzno, that so-called territorial water, let's say, Haifa, wherever it may be, Ashdod, Is that territorial considered to be a shus by itself? Or do we assume, no, that it's called Eretz Yisrael? It's almost like Aliyat Habayit, like you have a house which has several floors. So obviously the top floor is also part of Eretz Yisrael. It's considered to be Eretz Yisrael called Dover. So I'm just saying that the Mayim itself, the Pashtas, I would say, it doesn't have the Dush of Eretz Yisrael. If you ask my, we're talking about territorial waters, but I'm talking about the Kaka of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the reason why I say all this again, because that did that the Gemara quotes also happens to be a Mishnah in Chala. And the Mishnah in Chala, the Sam Rishonim, I think the Rashi Mishan says the Mishnah in Chala, and that Gemara and Git is talking about where it's not cool, where the Svina is the Svina and the Kuma. Now, of course, I hope it doesn't have, shall we say, large apertures. That would not be healthy in terms of the Svina's ability to function. But we're talking about a Svina made of Cheres. And the Gemara said the Cheres is always permeable. Cheres is a semi-permeable membrane, perhaps even more than semi-permeable, maybe permeable in Gansin. Just like we say that Zerim Steak, the Cheres has a lot of very fascinating aspects in Moram Sochim, when I'm the Zara, that you can't cash it with Cheres, that part of the Chumash, with Cheres Asher, Yibushabo, Yishomer, because the assumption is you somehow, whatever is Bliya, takes in the Cheres, can never be extricated. And on Yotzim, they don't feel the Elam, whereas it can never somehow be taken out of the Cheres. But here, the Sfina is made of these to make Sfina, so the Cheres, that's what they made them, of this kind of material. So we assume it's not good, and or so whatever the case is, that the Rambam, as you can see, does not, I'm just showing you the halacha. Let's read the din. Since we started already on the top of page 7, offer chutzaretz shabam sfina laretz. Bizman shasfina goshesh is laretz, which means it's touching the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Let's say it's in shallow water. That's what we're talking about. So the yochayvin trumas and maizes and shvias can tend to be as the din of Eretz Yisrael. Now the problem is there's another Rambam. Directly below Hilchos Bikurim, the Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, the last Rambam on this page. The Rambam here, maybe before I do that, I'll just mention the other Rambam, which we already saw. Name of the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, we just saw, Gavshush Shalofar, that the Rambam says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos that we just quoted, among the Rabbi Pisa, that according to Rashi, Yechayev Midrabona, when you elevate it or you lower it, and according to the Rambam, we said, Yubichayev Minatorga. Means whatever the lashon of chayiv is used in Chazal means the chiyuv karis. Assume it was done the bezit asra, and those are the we're talking about the chiyuv daraisa. So the Rambam understood the Gemara kipshuto chayiv mishum zareah when you go and lower it, and when you elevate it, agav yisayis so chayiv mishum toilish. Now look at this third Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. Here the Rambam says agodel ba'otzitz avu mishum noku agodel b'sfina. So somebody is going in an otzitz noku. This is perforated, which means the inika is being drawn from the ground and it's growing in a sphina. And yet, the Rambam Paskin saying, oh, maybe you've been a kaliga. What is going on? You don't bring the kurd, Rambam Paskin. So it's an outright stira, an outright contradiction. There are many stiras. I'm just showing you one. One of the stiras in the Rambam by the kurd, the Paskin's pasuk says, Asher Tobi the Arksa. Has to be from Eretz Yisrael. I will maybe, and yet, if I had bikurim that's growing, begago bechurba, a gag refers to a house in Eretz Yisrael that has a roof, or a churba. How do you translate churba? A area which is charev, like the Gemara has beginning of brachas. So there you do bring bikurim. So what's going on over here? How do you understand? So in general, I'll just briefly mention what is. This is what they say in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker. And I heard it actually from Rav Soloveitchik and saw that, but it's essentially Rav Chaim Brisker. They're Tzvei Dinim by Otzis Lokov. And this is going to have relevance to Halacha Lamaisa we talked about in Yoni Shvias. One is that something that grows in an Otzis Lokov is Mechubal Karka. That's the assumption. Because of the Nekev, because of the fact it draws unique from the ground, so it's connected to the ground. It's connected to Mechubal Karka. But then there's another Halacha, which of course the Matthias, it's Yonik Munakarka. It actually draws its sustenance from the ground. So here's the chiluk. There's a chiluk between mitzvah tzuyas ba'aretz and Hilchos Shabbos. What's the difference? When it comes to mitzvah tzuyas ba'aretz, the assumption is yinika from the karka of Eretz Yisrael is sufficient to confer upon it Hashem Eretz Yisrael. The fact that it draws its sustenance from the soil of Eretz Yisrael, that's enough to give it Hashem Eretz Yisrael. One second, I'll have to be clear in a second. But it doesn't have to be, there's no halacha, it has to be mechub l'karka. There's no din mechub l'karka when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and mitzvah to his baritz. But in order to be mechayav and Shabbos, there's no question, tolesh, by definition means, it has to be mechub l'karka. It's not tolesh, it's not mechub l'karka. It's not connected to the ground. So, otzis nokuz, hamunach agav yisiris, and this is what Stephen said a moment ago, I have this otzis nokuz, which is this perforated pot that's on stilts, even though it's the only way I karka, and there's no avir, there's no airspace that is mafsik the yiniko, but the fact is, it's not mechub of the karka, because the avir is mafsik the chibur. There is no chibur of the karka. It's true, there's yiniko. By the way, that's why there are people here in this country, in this year, in Shemitah, they have, on the 10th floor, they have plants, and the other vicious shvius. Now, I can't speak about the Messias. I don't fully grasp the Messias, but through the air, there's unique with Akarka to be all the way up. Now, I'm not talking about where you place, that's what I'm claiming, right? But Halakha Lamai said, which is what generally people want over here, which is not my area. But anyway, Halakha Lamai said, if you put something under it, let's say there's a tachtit shel cheres, or tachtit shel plastic, or commonly tachtiot acherot. So pashtus, then it would not be connected to the ground. That's how the cheres
also.
What? That's a question with the cheres, but we're talking about the 10th floor. So I'm asking simply, at best, it's a chiyuv rabbanan, at best. And there are many who are meiko regarding this matter. The question, what about the first floor? The first floor may be totally different.
So you where it like hangs over?
Yeah, where it hangs over slightly and there's a clearly.
Hangs over on the real earth.
Yeah. I'm talking about hanging up, but it's on the 10th floor.
It hangs over like a
pest. Correct. I'm talking about something hanging over in pest. People have many such. Someone actually brought me up to their apartment right here at Ramat Bechemish. It was about, I don't think, more than 5 or 6 floors, something like that. And all there, they have geraniums and all kinds of other plants that are hanging over the pest. They have an entire. Literally, horticulturally, but an absolute botanical garden they have over there on the repressive. Okay, so, but the chiluk that is made, you have to, I don't know if you hear this distinction between Shabbos and Mitzvah Tzuris Baretz. Mitzvah Tzuris Baretz is a function of Yenikah. And Shabbos is a question of Tolish. The Gemara, for example, has in Shabbos, is a case that someone takes a plot of earth and throws it at a tree, and is meshir, as a result of that, you remove whatever perils. The question is, are you Chayav, is that considered to be a maisa of Tolish? You really did a maisa of Tolish, but you used an intermediary, namely a clod of earth, Brigavim, Brigvei Adama. So it wasn't done in any kind of direct way. The Gemara had a whole discussion about this, whether, and the Gemara has a general principle, whenever you violate the Melacha of Shabbos, it has to be Derech, that Melacha. Derech Baina, Derech Flisha, Derech Sira, and Ein Derech Flisha Bekach, Ein Derech Sira Bekach. So that's not the way people. People do ksira either with the hand, biyad. By the way, that's the chiluk they always say between tolish and kotzer. Kotzer is with machinery, and tolish is biyad. That's how the Aglital, I mean, they say that's how it's machal between these two malachas, which probably is correct. I mean, even in the Hebrew usage of the term, tolish, the glosh me'ayis, generally is b'tzura shel shimush biyad. Mashen ken ksira, but that chal is like some sort of mechona, some sort of a kamoin, or some sort of an instrument. But again, I'm asking simply, how do you explain the distinction between Shabbos and Mitzvah Tzuris Baretz? This is what they say over in the name of the Soloveitchik family. Now, the problem with this is that what do we do with the Bikurim? What's talking about the Bikurim over here? The Bikurim, the Rama Paskins, Hagolah Ba'atzi, Dab Yishuv Noku, Hagolah Vashina, Ein Amen, Shenema Be'artza. So this may go back to another issue that we spoke about a week ago, but you shall me now once again. I have to present Machamol, but offhand, seems very difficult. At Map Shapo, what's the Havon? And then the Rambam passes the Avon, maybe, but I go to the Gagam of Churva. It's on the roof, on the Churva, that you wouldn't read before. What's going on over here? So apparently, the assumption is, and this seems to be the Poshuk Shah, God of Esfina is not called God of Eretz Yisrael, not called Baratzom. But Minagag of Churva, even though it's in the Bayit, but it's Baretz. That's the Yerushalmi in order that we saw. I don't know if you remember that. I don't expect you to remember all the Yerushalmis. But Yushalmi Orla, that we actually, it's not on this handout, but it's on the other handout that I, there's that other one. I'll just show it to you. And then you'll, if you don't mind just returning it, we'll put it here. Okay. Yeah, here's the Yushalmi. This unbelievable Yerushalmi, it's a very famous Yerushalmi Arla. And we referred you to it, and this is very halacha l'maaseh. But so like, this is the chiluk, if you hear what I'm saying, the chiluk between bikurim that are ala gag or ala kurva, or bikurim that, as I said, that's ala sfina. Ala sfina is different.
Take this one?
Yeah. So take a look at this Yerushalmi on the first page of Zriya Batzitz and Babai. See what it says, Zriya Babai, this is Yerushalmi in all of Perakal Balach HaBeis. The incredible Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan Moshiach Rabbi Yanai said the following. Ilon Shenito B'toch HaBayit Chai Ba'orlo. Potem and Amaisis. Feel employed this Yerushalmi. I have yet to recover this Yerushalmi that I saw decades ago. There's a chil between Maiser and Orlo. What's the difference? Look how the Yerushalmi is bedayik in the Pesukim, Rabbi Yechida. When it says to Arla, Torah says by Arla, the Pasha, Ki sovo el aretz, unitatem kol eitz machol, you plant any kind of eitz machol, a fruit tree, shalosh ton biya lachem arelu lo yochem, uvashor arviyasiya kol pirio, kodesh yilul lashem. Uvashor achamishes, so then the Torah says, I mean, essentially then it's mutter, the 40th center of Abai, 30 years, first 3 years Arla, tzasu b'achila, tzasu b'ano, and then the 40th Nefer Abai. So the Yerushalmi says, if this Elon is planted B'toch Abai, it's Chaya Barola. Why? Why is it Chaya Barola? And Patim HaMaisis, the Chsib Aser to Aser is called Tua Sarecha Yotzei HaSodeh. So what do you say regarding Maiser? Maiser is totally on what? Sodeh. Pasuk says, HaYotzei HaSodeh. Shona Shona. It has to grow in the field. This is not growing in the field. This is a tree that I planted in my house. It's not a field. So maybe I can't be chayim the maizes. Orla, Torah says, "Chisavor el aretz." Aretz, when the tatan called it's machol. A bayis is in aretz. The bayis is standing on the ground. The aretz is well. That's called aretz, and that's what the Yerushalmi goes on to say. Uvashvi is tzvicha. You would have to go ahead and be chayim. The chesed b'shavsa ha'aretz shavus Hashem. Uchsev sod kol b'sizma v'chavu kol b'sizma. It says sod kol also. But mentioned the Shav Sa'aret, Shabbos Hashem. So the Pneumatia, right to the left, explains this Yerushalmi. Why is there a chil between Arla and Maisvis? Uvishriyas Tzvicha and Shriyas Yechayim. Well, in Shriyas Mesakal. And here we have a problem. Because we have conflicting the Sinarana. We should not cross the Echad Omer with Shav Sa'aret. Mashma, the Bechol Mokum Shuv Aret, the Lehi Boshriyas. The cross of Echad Omer, Mesod, for the Sizma of the Mashka, Dafti Mubisod, and talk about it. He said there's a conflict regarding Shriyas. But regarding the other two items, there's no conflict. It's very clear. When it comes to Maiser, Maiser is totally on what? Sodeh. Maiser, the Pasuk says, Hayetze HaSodeh. And Orla is totally on something that's planted in Orla. It's an answer itself. So even Zachabais, it's part of answer itself. Shriyas HaSodeh. Question is, how do we pass it? So we mentioned here on the bottom, take a look at the Pasa Shulchan. So he writes, Elon Chidatom Zachabais. So it's a Sodeh, you know, but Kodin is Shriyas. We have a Sodeh. Regarding Shriyas, because of the two psukim that are in conflict. Comes the Chazon Ish and doesn't understand this Pasah Shulchan. Vika Yisrael Shal Pasah Shulchan, Zal Lohokta V'Svegel Didon, Eino Mukhra. The Chazon Ish doesn't agree. It's not so 100% clear. The Yeshomer came to Ika Sabi with the Haisa, the Etzim Sabi is the Sabi the Haisa. V'Azdin L'Chumra, generally we know by Sabi the Haisa, you go L'Chumra. Mele, Gamit Nabazin L'Chumra, he also should be Machmir. We're talking about Dinam Daraisa. So the Sabi is a Din Daraisa. No questions, you go to Chumra. But you see the Pasah Shulchan disagrees. And he adds further, look at the next Pasah Shulchan, the arrow going down. Come on, be ready. The Rabbein Rachin Rechriyu. The Shri of Nazer, the Rabbanon. And with Vizeh, Abayal HaKuva. All Shri is the Rabbanon. So there was no reason why we should not go ahead and be Mabel. Okay, so essentially what we have so far done today is simply, number one, take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos and that Pe'alvim and Beis. And the Gemara has holds in Rashi and the Rambam. Where a person elevates an item that was in an otzis nakum, now it's placed on your sedos. So Rashi holds that you are chayim mishum tolish, but only the rabbon. There's no chiyuv daraisa, and the Rambam is following. The Rambam says there's a chiyuv daraisa. That's issue one. Issue number two, what seems to be a steer in the Rambam regarding the Gemara in Gigi. The Gemara speaks about Sfina Kosheshes. So the Rambam paskins that the Sfina Kosheshes, it's in territorial waters where it's as well. It's very shallow. Mayim Bududim, paskin the Rambam, Nechayim Tumusim Isis. And the Rambam says, in Shvias, Kitzomeach, Eretz Yisrael, it's as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, with reference to Bikurim, the Rambam has two dinim. One is something goes in an otzit nokum, and it's galu b'sfina, then l'chiva bikurim. Why? Because it's on the sfina. And even though, as I said, many achrenim learned that we're talking about the sfina shocheres, where it was essentially that's perforated, that's considered to be something where there's a connection, there's yinika, the chalzos, it's not called, it's not considered to be be'artzam, territorial waters, and not be'artzam. However, agadu b'gagu b'churva, and a bayis, so that's oretz. The bayis is standing on oretz, and that's exactly you show me that I just cited to you over here, that the shalmi is bechal between an ilor and maiser. Maiser is totally on sode, based on the posel. Trust me, I never would have made this deal in 1,000 years. Mamish in 1,000 years. It's an unbelievable deal for Yerushalmi to make. Hayetzi hasode shona shona. As opposed to Orla, which of course is an Elon, planted in Eretz Yisrael. And even B'tocha Bayis, it's part of Eretz. It's planted in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Tisabor la Eretz, the passage says, with the Tata Beleis Machol, Barata Ralosa Espirio, Shol Shom Yelach, Barim Vayochel. So Mela, Orla is no question Yachai. Shvius, we have conflicting sukkim. To me, this whole Yerushalmi has always been a pillar my entire life. That conflicting sukkim says, B'shof Sa'aretz, but also says, Son Chodesh Israel. So now the Yerushalmi has something by Shvius. Machodes, Basa Shul, Chazanish. What to do with this? Okay, I stop at 9 o'clock. That's when the... Anyway, I'm going to discuss, as you can see, if you don't mind just returning those things to me, I'll give it back to you with another. And we're going to get into really the issue of all types of atzitzim, bye-bye, tomorrow against Hashem. We'll try to make some more progress.
What's the status like?